creation. It was, well, okay, pigeon shoots, and the golf course. Golf course from 1901 until after the war.
Do you remember the golf course?
Yes. We still call that bit of road the golf course. Quite interesting, actually, because the Wade Road comes down over the top, and on the flat bit above are the remains of roundhouses. Mm.
It's been quite a challenging course.
It was. And Angus Mackenzie, who used to live at Sandside, who married Peggy. His daughter married Donald Noble. They used to play against Carbridge and go for outings. It was only a 9-hole, it wasn't. And they had terrible trouble because I had the loan from Donald Campbell, and they were faithful people, and letters of complaint coming in about the heather encroaching onto the greens and the rabbits. And then at the Heights at that time, there was family McGregor. Mr. McGregor called his house Golf View. but that was fun. And then, the hotel gave out licenses for fishing sort of further down.
The Freeburn?
Yes, And quite a lot of people used to come, came up for the shooting, and they didn't have a lodge or there wasn't room for them, and they used to stay at the Freeburn and got well looked after. I've even got an old book which told that Mr. Brown, the memorial at the end of the Rackley Bridge, he lived at the house called Glenkirk between Mrs. Hall and Mum and he had kennels built at the Freeburn for his dogs. He didn't have Labradors or Spaniels. He had standard poodles, and they apparently were very good. Mum remembers those. And then, of course, there was the curling rink beyond the station yard. And the village hall in those days was under the stone viaduct.
Next to my house.
Next to your house. And it was just a hive of activity, because in the wartime there was a lot going on. I mean, they had dances and caddies and whist drives and sales and, you know, everything was going. I had a lovely party there on my 21st birthday. I was presented with a present, two presents, which I still treasure. One was a pie crust occasional table, and the other was a standard lamp. George Grant presented one, and Donald Noble presented the other. And then we walked to the golf course, and there was a bonfire. We had a bonfire and reels, and I think it must have been Murder McCaskill played the pipes. And that was great fun, but that was 3 weeks before my wedding. And Tony couldn't get up because he couldn't get time off and things. But they did have occasions and things. And the other thing about the village hall, after there'd been a dance or something, and there'd been drink taken, and people used to throw their bottles out, and used to go down and collect the bottles, because they were brown ones.
Yes.
And you got tuppence if you got the screw top, and a penny if they didn't. And the money went to the Red Cross or something. And there's so nettily sitting around the
hall. It still is.
but that was one of my tasks after there'd been a dance to do that.
Do you have any photographs of the old hall?
No, but there used to be a lovely drawing of it in the little committee room of the hall. I don't know whether it was done by Duke Campbell.
I think it was his son. I could have been Donald, I think.
came off it.
He missed.
Because
he
it was very good. And there was a little sort of lean-to annex where the ladies slaved over the urns when there was as much steam going up as there was rain dripping down. And there was a platform and things. But it was very popular. And latterly, because in days gone by, New Year was celebrated more than Christmas.
Mm.
But then Christmas came in, which meant parcels. And Mrs. Ross didn't have any room at the post office to hoard parcels. And so she used to put them and have them laid out in the hall.
Do you remember Mrs. Grant, who used to run the dances? And
oh, she was wonderful. Oh, yeah. She lived at the old schoolhouse, isn't she? Mm-hmm. And she had the most amazing voice. She used to lead the singing in the church. Talking about the church, I remember the smell of paraffin takes me right back to the war, because there used to be, you know, those black Valor stoves, paraffin stoves, and there used to be two or three down the aisle of the church, the tin church. And I remember that well. And the hissing of the tin lamps in the shop.
Do you know anything of the history of the church when it was built?
I don't know. It was called the United Free Church, and it was supposedly built. It must have been the late 1800s, because it was supposed to, this only came out the other day when we were talking about trying to make the church more user-friendly for the disabled. And they said that it was built for the workers, for the building the viaduct, because a lot of them were free church or whatever and things, and it was so that they could go to services.
1880?
Yes, the first train went through, I think, in 1898.
1890?
Yes. So it's been there for quite a long time.
But originally it was a free church.
United
Free.
Yes, I don't know when it changed. I suppose when there were more Presbyters than the others.
Yes.
Or they just united. Yeah.
Yes.
The hall was very busy, I think. But it was past its sell-by date, and then. Mrs. Boyd from Caerlechi gave the ground where the old hall is now for the community, and there was tremendous of the fundraising and everything. The ministers we knew as
Step Two.
You said it, not me.
Why was he called Steptoe?
Because he wore sort of woolly mittens and a sort of shapeless coat. And when he used to have to run down to our farm and things, and he looked like a bat going down. But anyway,